Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Since the botched response to the Uvalde school shooting came to light, there have been calls for accountability for the failures of the school district police and the Uvalde City Police, and also for the Texas Department of Public Safety. Former Uvalde School Police Chief Pete Arredondo and former District Officer Adrian Gonzalez have been indicted. They face criminal charges. Arredondo has publicly said he's being unfairly scapegoated for the entire catastrophe. But what about the Texas Department of Public Safety and its director, Steve McCraw? How has the state's top law enforcement agency dodged its accountability? Independent journalist Jason Butch writes about that for the Texas Observer in the article called DPS Dodges Transparency in Uvalde Again. And Jason Butch joins us now. Jason, welcome back to The Source.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question, a comment, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. I want to play a voicemail that I got earlier. It kind of sums up what points that a lot of people have. So let's give a listen.
My name is Tracy Bogert, and you bet it matters that DPS was let off the hook. Anyone involved in law enforcement or corrections, as I was, knows that the Department of Public Safety defers to no one in an emergency situation, especially an active shooter situation. DPS would always be in charge unless there was a Texas Ranger there, which there was. The Ranger was fired, and they forced the state to rehire the Ranger. It is a travesty that the DPS had complete responsibility of the situation, yet paid no price. 93 officers got off the hook. Thank you.
So, Jason, we hear the voice of outrage there, asking some important questions. What about the points that he's making that DPS defers to no one, that they had jurisdiction and they should have been able to take charge of the situation?
Yeah, I think there's certainly the school district's policy apparently said that the school district police chief was the incident commander. But one of the bigger issues here is that no one tried to set up an incident command. The Justice Department's report on the failures at Uvalde pointed that out, that nobody, including high-ranking officials at DPS, tried to set up an incident command post and try to coordinate the multiple agencies that were responding to this, and you know, we seemed to be unable to overcome whatever inertia it was that kept people from going into the classroom and confronting the shooter for over an hour. One result of this Ranger Kendall being reinstated is he had appealed his firing, and if his appeal had been permitted to go forward, there would have been a hearing before the Public Safety Commission, a hearing that was open to the public, and the details of the DPS response would likely have been picked apart in public with public testimony from DPS officials. And so Director Steve McCraw had refused to hear his appeal for more than a year since firing him last January, and then suddenly reinstated him. And so that hearing that some people have been anticipating is not going to happen.
So by reinstating Texas Ranger Christopher Ryan Kendall, that there this public scrutiny doesn't happen.
Exactly. And there's been questions about this going back to when he was suspended nearly 2 years ago. People raising questions why he was singled out for suspension and then why he was singled out for firing when there were so many other DPS officials on the scene. I think maybe some of the biggest news about him, his reinstatement, has been who's come out to defend him. You know, this was this is, as you said in the opening, an incredible tragedy. You know, 21 people killed, one of the worst school shootings in the country, and we're still left 2 years later without answers about who needs to be responsible or how the law enforcement response could have gone so horribly wrong. And people, when Ranger Kendall was reinstated, his supporters came out and said that this was has been mishandled, that the DPS investigation has been mishandled. The former chief of the Rangers, Chance Collins, called for the Public Safety Commission, which is the governor-appointed board that oversees DPS, to look into how DPS has handled the aftermath of the shooting. And former Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin came out and said he believes Kendall was a scapegoat, and that reinstating him has resulted in but even though he believes Kendall was a scapegoat, the way this has been handled has been handled in a way that avoids scrutiny and avoids transparency. And certainly there are family members of people who were you know, children who were killed in Uvalde who told me that you know, they do want individuals to be held accountable. And so they were very disappointed that Ranger Kendall was reinstated.
Let's take a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And Jody, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say that I believe wholeheartedly that these precious little brown lies and their teachers were not valued by the leaders of our state, by the governor or by the head of the DPS, and that if I believe wholeheartedly as well that if this were to have taken place in an affluent mostly white community like Katy, Texas, that there would have been a much much more thorough investigation and many more people held to account. And that the reason that that there hasn't been is because of racism.
All right, Jody, thank you for the call. Now we can't respond to that. That's outside of the lane of facts that we have. We can only address the facts that we have on the ground right now. But really, the issue is the delayed response. 70 minutes passed between the arrival of law enforcement at the school and the eventual killing of the shooter. And the question may be like, well, what led to that delay? And that's the open question. And it's also worth pondering about how, when there was the assassination attempt on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 17th, the head of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, had to resign. She took responsibility for the security lapses, although she wasn't on the ground there that day, but she was head of the agency that failed, and it was generally accepted that she should have to take the ultimate responsibility. We're not seeing that with the head of the DPS, Steve McCraw, and I'm wondering if there's a different standard, or why this doesn't apply, or why didn't Steve McCraw accept the responsibility for this. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. We'll get some more callers on the air. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The source continues right after this.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me on the line is Jason Butch. He's an independent journalist writing about Texas. His latest article is for the Texas Observer, DPS Dodges Transparency in Uvalde Again. He breaks down Why hasn't there been some accountability for the DPS, for the Texas Rangers, and for the head of the DPS, Director Steve McCraw? If you got a question, give us a call, 833-877-8255. And let's go to Laurie on the phones. And Laurie, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for having this discussion today. And, you know, I'm going to start with the general statement. Yes, this was a failure of leadership. But my question is this. We know that there was a failure of leadership within the Department of Public Safety. Who in the overarching Texas government should be looking at this saying, this needs to be corrected. This needs to be fixed.
All right, Laurie, thank you for that question. Jason, there have been some calls for McCraw to step down, to resign, coming mainly from Democrats like State Senator Roland Gutierrez. But Greg Abbott, the governor, if he said you needed to resign, then you would resign. So evidently Greg Abbott's good with this.
Yeah, I think going back to who would be tasked with investigating this, like I said earlier, you know, the former chief of the Rangers has called the Public Safety Commission to look into this. Now, they're appointed by the governor. So if he doesn't think that there's more to look into here, it seems unlikely that they're going to take that step. The legislature has broad purview. They held some investigative hearings into this 2 years ago. There hasn't been a lot of follow-up since their initial report, but certainly the Texas legislature has has wide authority to look into this. And actually, the former mayor I mentioned, Don McLaughlin, is currently running for the legislature as a Republican. And so it'll be interesting if he's elected. It would flip what's kind of considered a purple seat, I think. It'll be interesting if he comes into the legislature, if he'll use that platform to call for more accountability.
Now, the caller, Sean, and Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think this issue is so much bigger and more systemic than just what's happening in Uvalde. This seems to be a completely structural issue where we have dozens, if not hundreds, of jurisdictions, rules and regulations that these jurisdictions make, that they're all in conflict with each other. They can come with their own ideas. Everything is completely decentralized. And so it's structured in a way where police stations can do almost, or police departments can do almost whatever they want. And then nobody can be held responsible because we can just divert attention to someone else. This was a key report that was found related to the Columbine shooting in the 90s. It was the Surgeon General's report talking about the different ways in which responsibility was deterred for months beforehand. This problem has never changed, and unless we have some sort of complete overarching restructure of our policing system, more in line with what goes on in other countries, or even just our military, one centralized rules and regulations, everything from top to bottom, where we can hold people accountable. It's not just happening here in this situation, this mass shooting. It's everything from the smallest thing to that police get involved in to the biggest thing.
All right, Sean, thank you for the call. Appreciate you calling in. I'm going to ask you about the relationship that the DPS Director Steve McCraw has with Governor Greg Abbott. Forrest Gump might call them peas and carrots, you know, peas and carrots. They're so close, particularly on Operation Lone Star. Could that have some weight here on why McCraw has not been asked to resign?
You know, I'm not in a position to say I don't have inside knowledge of that. Certainly, while McCraw predates Abbott as the director of DPS, he has been really important politically to Abbott, particularly, as you said, with Operation Lone Star, carrying out this signature border security policy that has been really a political goldmine for Abbott in terms of, flogging the federal government. It's probably worth pointing out in the context of the Robb Elementary shooting that other DPS officials involved in Operation Lone Star were present. And in fact, the DOJ report cites the regional director for South Texas, who's unnamed in the report, but his name is Victor Escalon, that just uses his title. It accuses him of violating DPS policy after the shooting. It says that he and other officers wandered into the crime scene. It says they compromised the crime scene. It says they didn't file reports after their walkthrough, which DPS policy requires that they do. Difficult to say what role those political connections play in this, but certainly there were important DPS figures who were involved in Operation Lone Star on the scene that day.
Now the caller, let's go to David. And David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, you kind of just answered my question, because I was wondering to what extent the governor and the state legislature and other state political figures like Dan Patrick and Ted Cruz were in essence protecting DPS because of their like political closeness. So I was just wondering, how deeply were you able to get or investigate into that relationship in your reporting?
All right. Thank you, caller David.
Jason? Yeah, I would say that's not really within the scope of what I was looking into here. I mean, certainly there's this context of that political importance, but you know, a lot of this was just laying out how unusual this investigation has been, what it says about DPS's response, that this has been criticized. From the beginning, you know, the Uvalde County District Attorney, when Ranger Kendall was first suspended, other law enforcement experts really were confused about how this disciplinary proceeding has been handled. And now a lot of people are confused about how the reinstatement has been handled. The reason that Director McCraw gave for reinstating Kendall, it was that he was not indicted by the grand jury. The district attorney cleared him of wrongdoing. But 2 years ago, the director said that didn't matter, that the whether or not there was a criminal violation had no impact on whether someone had violated DPS policy. And the law enforcement experts I spoke to said that's the case, you know, that DPS has the ability to fire people for any number of internal reasons that have nothing to do with whether someone committed a crime, just like any other employer.
So he was told basically he didn't meet the standards of the Texas Rangers DPS that day. That's why he was singled out.
That's why he was initially fired. And then more than a year later, the director came back and said, well, you've been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing, so I'm reinstating you. Those are very different reasons.
I also want to point out in your reporting, you make it clear that not only was McCraw not sanctioned or disciplined, he wasn't asked to resign, but he was given a raise, $45,000 a year annual raise for McCraw. It seems like, I don't know if they're trying to give him a message or, but certainly that's not a sanction.
Right, right. And it's, A reason why, a hearing before the Public Safety Commission would be very awkward for Director McCraw. The commission just last year gave him this significant raise, and now he would have to go before the Public Safety Commission. And the top Rangers, current and former, have signaled or Ranger, the leadership of the Rangers at the time that Ranger Kendall was fired, and the leadership prior to that, have signaled that they would have been willing to testify on his behalf. The Rangers, you know, for all the scrutiny that their history is under right now, within the state government are still treated, you know, with some degree of a high degree of respect. And so this could have been very awkward for him to have to go before the Public Safety Commission, who just given him this large raise, and have his decision-making questioned by these figures that to state leadership, you know, they treat like, you know, old-time lawmen.
So I got a long document from a listener, Clark Walker, with lots of questions and points that he makes about the failures and the lack of transparency and conflicts of interest with the DPS and the District Attorney Mitchell and others involved with the Uvalde shooting. I can't get into all of this. But he does point out that Steve McCraw, even from the very beginning, had gone into sort of a bunker mentality, trying to prevent the press from getting access to relevant information about what actually happened that day, presenting a false narrative. And whenever people tried to get questions about what was going on, McCraw would cite an ongoing investigation. So is that ongoing investigation still ongoing? Why can't we get more information? McCraw is still fighting the release of documents.
That's right. That's right. And the Rangers have completed their report. The DA has completed her grand jury investigation. In general, state agencies, government agencies in the state of Texas have been able to avoid releasing information until a criminal proceeding is finished. So even though the investigation itself is actually over, because the criminal court case is still ongoing, agencies have generally been able to avoid turning over records. Although a state district judge has ordered DPS to turn over some records, and they're appealing that ruling. I think this, to some degree, goes back to something an earlier listener asked about the all the different agencies that have that responded that day. That certainly resulted in a lot of finger pointing and attempting to shift blame among those different agencies. And some of the law enforcement experts I've spoken to have said that they're less interested in individual accountability and more trying to have a big picture discussion about what went wrong, trying to figure out why, on a mass scale, hundreds of officers failed to do what they were supposed to do and go confront this shooter. And that this sort of focusing on individuals trying to hold, sergeants and troopers and low-level officers accountable is not an effective way to get at that big picture of what went wrong.
It seems like the bottom line question is the lack of accountability. Does that hurt public safety? If McCraw and the DPS were not punished or held accountable in any way, does this make Texas less safe? The justification that they had for demanding the resignation of the Secret Service head after the Trump assassination attempt, Kimberly Cheadle, was that she has to be responsible. She has to make sure that everyone is following the rules and doing everything they can to be the best Secret Service that we can have. That's not happening with the DPS. So is public safety is it not being held to the same accountable? Are we talking about public safety?
I think this goes back beyond this story. Over the years, I've talked to many law enforcement experts who have said that if the public doesn't have faith in law enforcement, then that makes us less safe. And so if this is negatively impacting the public's faith in law enforcement in the state of Texas, then, by that, I think those folks would say that impacts public safety.
And that officers could rely on political cover for doing things that otherwise they would lose their jobs for. This is political cover.
I don't have internal emails or something saying, that this is political cover, but I think there's widespread feeling that there's a lack of accountability. Now, whether that's because, officials don't want to be scrutinized or because they're actually receiving some sort of political cover, I think that, that's something that we still need to explore.
Jason Butch is an independent journalist working in Texas, an investigative journalist. His latest article is in the Texas Observer. You can read it online at texasobserver.org. It's DPS Dodges Transparency in Uvalde again. Jason, always good to hear from you and read your reporting. It's always top-notch. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And when we come back from the break, the history of the refrigerator. Is your refrigerator running on a day like today? I sure hope it is. The source continues right after this.